Agriculture is one of Jamaica's major sectors, contributing significantly to the country's gross domestic product each year. Agroparks are being positioned as the main drivers of growth in the agriculture sector. On today's edition of Going for Growth, Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda outlines the plans for the agroparks going forward. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
Agriculture contributes some 6% of the total gross domestic product of the country. That is all the goods and services produced in a year. Its contribution to growth and development is critical. Our objective is to grow our economy by 5% in 4 years. And I have no hesitation in saying our ministry intends to make a contribution of 3 of the 5%.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda.
Agriculture has to be structured. And that is why I endorse, support, and intend to expand the agropark concept across the length and breadth of this country.
An agropark is a large area of land for agricultural production, which seeks to integrate all facets of the agricultural value chain, from pre-production to production, post-harvesting, and marketing. To date, there are 9 agroparks in operation: Amity Hall and Hill Run in St. Catherine, Ebony Park and Spring Plain in Clarendon, Mailer's Field and the Sweet River Abattoir in Westmoreland, Yalas and Plantain Garden River in St. Thomas, and New Forest Duff House on the border of Manchester and St. Elizabeth. Through the agroparks, farmers, large and small, also receive training and assistance to boost their skills and overall production.
It is only by being organized, it is only by bringing to bear on each defined area the level of hard infrastructure in the form of roads and equipment, and soft infrastructure in the form of training, that we will be able to be certain about the outcome of our production and our efforts in each of those geographical areas.
5 additional agroparks are earmarked to be established in the near future, but Minister Samuda has plans for a much more expansive rollout.
When I say I want to see across the length and breadth of this country 900 agroparks, people say, well, that's excessive. But when I speak of an agropark, I'm simply speaking of a defined area where all of these facilities can be brought to bear, managed, and brought to the assistance of the people who want to do something in a serious way to see agriculture develop.
The minister has also outlined plans to utilize agroparks to increase the export of non-traditional crops.
Each agropark, there must be a program developed where orchard plants, ackee, mangoes, all the orchard plants are planted on the periphery, which can be reaped if properly managed and exported. There's an unlimited demand for our crops in the United Kingdom and Europe. They would spend any money in Europe to get a good East Indian or St. Julian mango, especially in the winter.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. The agriculture sector grew by 13.9% for the April to June quarter of this year, and projections are that this growth will continue in subsequent quarters. The minister is confident that with this growth trajectory, the sector will comfortably achieve its goals of contributing 3 of the 5% economic growth being targeted by the government over the next 4 years. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, and studio engineer Andre Sawyer is inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
When you take you and make fashion, you can't eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you've developed or have come up with that can benefit the whole of we? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, where individuals, companies, and institutions can win cash awards for their innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications closes September 30.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.